Hey guys, and welcome to another beautiful episode of the You in Progress podcast. Hey, with your girl, Gabriella. This is episode 37. And yeah, it's a fun one. I'm excited for it. As always, guys, super grateful, always in gratitude for the hype and the love. Not only that y'all show me in social media, privately, DMs, Spotify, just everyone, but also the love that we show ourselves, the love that we show each other. I truly believe that collectively, our responsibility where we talk about healing the world, changing the world, but baby, it starts with one person. And if we can be accountable and loving and in gratitude and in debt to one person, and that's yourself, and heal ourselves, we can heal each other. But collectively, if we heal ourselves, we heal humanity. I really do believe that. And you deserve that. You deserve that now. You deserve that forever. And that's just your birthright. So, sorry to keep it, sappy and loving the first minute of this episode, but, I'm going to throw you the roses while you're alive, baby. I'm going to throw you them because they belong to you. So thank you. Thank you so, so much, guys. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody right now, it's springtime. We're at almost the end of this retrograde. Whew. What a beautiful, I don't know about you, but me, it's been such a fucking ride. I know. I was like, maybe I'll keep this episode clean first minute in. It's like F-bombs. Yeah. It's been a fucking ride. It's been a ride. It's been and not a ride that's like, oh my God, this is crazy. It's been like, yo, I think I've gone crazy. I think I've literally broken my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, and somehow my logical, or somehow, like, not somehow, but like we talk about, like, your soul, like, guiding you. My soul, my being is like, girl, don't worry, I got you. I know you're not like able to drive right now, Gabriella, but like, I got you. I will be your designated driver. And I literally feel that. And I'm like, thank you so much, Essence. Thank you so much, Highest Self. Like, y'all are the best Uber right now to get me through this. Cause like, I can't. It's been wild. But I always appreciate it. I really do. So thank you guys. I hope to find everyone, well. I don't mean by like happy and like joyous all the time. I mean by like y'all doing well. You are beautiful. You're doing well and you're doing your thing, even if it's uncomfortable right now. So I hope to find you that way. But let's get into it. So today's episode, I'd love to talk about the being and the becoming. And maybe it's a perfect time for coming out of this retrograde, coming out of like this eclipse. Last week, April 8th, coming out of this eclipse, going into another season, spring, going into another month. It's just so much going into and coming out of and going into that. I don't know. For me, it's been really quite the experience and honestly quite the, the being and the becoming. And I'd love for us to think, like, when we think of being, like, what do we think of? So the word being, B-E-I-N-G, baby. Being. Like, what do we think of? I've mentioned before, like, we're not human doings, we're human beings, right? So what does being mean to you? And when we think of the word becoming, who do we think of? And the word becoming. Do we focus on progress? we focus on creation? Do we focus on stagnancy? Do we focus on flow? Like, what are we focusing on? So yeah, like, let's start with being. What is the being right now? I know for me, I've had a strong, super potent, super awesome period that I've been in. And I've had the privilege of breaking down beliefs, receiving answers to my fears, which is, again, that's the greatest of all the privileges. It really is. Like, it beats like the elite, the 1% privilege, whatever the privilege you're talking about. The privilege of having answers to your fears. I'm just too blessed, too blessed. But what is being to us? Is it the now? And if it is it the potential in the now? Sometimes in being, we can feel overwhelmed, right? Like the now isn't good enough. That the now that we're in, the being that we're in, isn't good enough for the potential to become and the becoming. But what is the power in the now? What is the power in the being? The being really seems to have like an immediacy. I don't know. That seems to be pretty intimidating. Right? Like thinking of like a future or fantasy, or like the now is, seems finite, especially in like the human logical mind, which like we live in a lot, right? We're human. But it's like this finite accountability that is, yes, like the future, the becoming, it's like super sexy. Girl, ooh, is beefy, is sexy. Oh my goodness. But it's kind of a fantasy, the becoming. We hold ourselves to like an expectation that like if the now isn't perfect, if the now is not in a progress that we find to be linear or substantial or meaningful, measurable, in like a metric that we think is like, yo, yeah, that's like legit. You know, when the now is not perfectly, quote unquote, aligned or perfect, then the becoming's out of reach. Right? If I'm not doing what I got to do now and to my standards, then like my becoming, like how the fuck am I going to get to where I'm going with like my sloppiness right now? And it becomes this roller coaster, this spiral, this descent. Because we are afraid of our now. We are afraid of that accountability. Even perhaps, should I say, we're afraid of our own power. We base our now out of fear, out of impossibility. And we place a seed now in a soil that is like, that's messed up. It's like they say, like in the Midwest, like, right? We think that they're all just like cornfields and like a bunch of shit growing in the Midwest. There's like deserts, like food deserts in the Midwest. Land that's been stripped for decades in the name of, I don't know, mass production of food. But a soil that like no longer can even sustain life. And we plant our seeds in soils sometimes not in our knowing, like it's in soils that like can't sustain life, in soils based out of fear and limitation and self-cruelty. And why? Why in the now, in the being, are we avoiding our accountability, our responsibility, our self, our power, our sovereignty, our divinity, like our limitlessness, our infinity? Yo, baby, I can go forever. But why are we avoiding it? Like, for real? Like, why? There's this, like, kind of, I don't want to say activity, but, like, method. I actually learned from one of my clients. And it's called the five whys. And so when you're trying to get to the bottom of something, like, not, like, the couple first whys that are like cute. They're like the frosting on top. They're like, because like my boss or like my boyfriend or like my husband or my kids or like whatever, which I'm not trying to mock you. Yo, I'm just trying to add some extra drama for no reason. But like we tend to like add some frosting. Like that's the why. But it's like the five whys. And if you ask yourself why after giving yourself an explanation and then ask yourself why again, usually around the fifth why, like W-H-Y, why, you get to an answer that shakes you a little, but that's never resonated so much. And you could do that with anything. I probably could do that right now. I can't really think of a question though. If I do though, I will. If I could think of a question. But the now, it's the most powerful. And it will always be. To recognize that we have all the dynamite, all the jet fuel, all the propulsion at this one moment. I think that is some of the why we hold ourselves to such like a sabotageable, I don't think that's a word, but we should make it one, a sabotageable. But we sabotage ourselves in this moment. We give ourselves excuses and reasons why we can't step up. That I'm not ready to do this. I'm not ready to let go now. Later, like I'll be better. Like I'll be able to do this like in the future when I become this person. Like little baby. How are you going to say in the future you'll be able to become the person you should be doing, should be now? The person you know you should be. And it's not being this like form of excellence. I've learned like in actually after, it was all three of my Bufo ceremonies, journeys, I don't know. But I've learned after sitting with Bufo that I am my highest self. And it's not this like superiority or anything like that. And I truly still believe that. And my highest self continues to evolve. But my highest self is, for me, is defined with the ability that I know I can. That at any point in time, even when I feel I'm in the darkest of dark, and I'm in the most upside downs of downs, and I'm in the most lost of losts, that I will always be able to guide myself back home and guide myself through and learn myself. And after I think I've learned myself, baby, I'm gonna relearn myself. And in that, there's no final point. There's no goal of self, of becoming self, right? Like, we can have outward goals like, okay, like, I want to earn $1 million this year, or I want to buy a second home, or I want to finish, you know, a project in my house, or I want to lose 20 pounds or whatever, right? You have like outside goals that are like pretty metric. But when we're talking about ourselves, like the gas to all of life, our life, whether it's these outside goals, whether it's whatever, like, we are the common thread in all of it. And so that power, that self, that like source, we're the OG source of all the beauty in our life. When you know that there is no box, there is no mold, there is no anything set. When you know that that person is ever evolving, and in that, you know that it will always, you will always find your way. That is your highest self, in my feeling, in my heart. So yeah, it doesn't matter if the scale says something different, or my finances says something different, or it doesn't matter. Any of it matters. It matters, do I know that I can find a way to what I desire? So it's maybe never about the becoming. Maybe it's always been about the being. I don't think the becoming will ever exist without the being. Sit with that. It's never been about the becoming. It's always been about the being. And for me, I've accepted that my power is not in perfection. And I know I'll have to continue to re-accept and re-accept. But my power is not in perfection. My power is not in being, you know, the perfect human being. Because if I'm guiding others and I'm coaching others and I'm getting on a microphone and I'm being, you know, I'm a leader in many of like the circles that I run in, therefore I must have to have this perfect way. And how can that be true? If my power is in the creation and not the perfection, my power is in the creation of myself and my life and the love I create and I make. And in that, for me, I don't know how much more divine that is. And when we can really accept our being and accept our infinity and accept just how everything the now is, and it's more than just like be present and be aware, and it's own up. Own up to this moment. Own up to where you are. Accept where you are. Love where you are. Give reverence to where you are. Like, what the fuck? A lot of us, we beat ourselves down. Yo, what about all the freaking really great things? If it's not like, if you can't find anything, yo, if you have 2 feet and you can get up and go to the bathroom right now, you can go to the fridge right now and get a little snacky snacks. In what world is that not something to hold reverence for? If you've kept your job or you're getting a new job, in what world is that not to hold reverence for? If you can go and call up a family member and tell them that you love them, not in what world is that not something to hold reverence for? If you can close your eyes and feel the sun shining on your face, in what world is that not to hold reverence for? Please tell me. And those are basic. Those are basic to us. So in the end, our sole onus is to embrace your being, your now. It is not the outside influences. It is only you that has the power to create that, being, to accept that being, to love that being, and to be at this point and choose who you be. Allow yourself to redefine, reshed, re-evolve. Even when you think life can't get any better and your flow can't get any more much in flow, allow just the possibility of change. Accept it. Accept that at this point, what you have right now in your hand, the time that you have right now, this second, is all the gas you're going to need. You have all the jet fuel right now. It's not in the becoming. It's the magic's in the being. So in that, I really believe that the being is the becoming. And baby, the becoming, it will always be your being. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You guys are always just sending the best energy for like whatever the message, whatever the content, whatever the conversation is today, y'all are always just sending me the love. I feel the love, and like I haven't even like pressed stop recording on this episode. Like, dang, guys, y'all are powerful. Y'all are powerful. Y'all think you're not. You're playing yourself. You're powerful. You're so powerful. But guys, thank you so much. Follow us on social media at the You in Progress podcast on Instagram. I know we're on TikTok and like Facebook, but y'all know I've been slacking on that. But follow us on there. Follow or like this episode. Okay, share the episode too with an amiga, an amigos, friends, people. Okay, that you really feel that right now they need to really step into their being, step into their power, step into their jet fuel, baby, safely. Please don't step into your jet fuel while like smoking a cigarette, because that's unsafe. But stepping into you, into the now, into your heart inward. Really do share the love, guys, because that's, like I said, that is truly how we're going to heal one another, and we're going to heal collectively, and we're going to do what we have to do in this lifetime. You know, it's not a like, oh, let's do this, do that. Nah, this is like now, guys, like enough is enough. Like back to self we go, back to our hearts we go, back to love we go, back to compassion we go, because at the end of the day, baby, you are me and I am you, and there's no difference. So back to each other we go. So thank you so much, guys. And guess what? I'll talk to you later. Bye.